Blog Talk Radio.
Of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up.
I'm gonna push my luck,
pull the gate and try to make eight on an earthquake high stakes. It makes your bones ache.
Hey, hey,
I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp, kid. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rock.
Everybody, welcome to another Back on the Ranch show right here on Making A Rodeo Network. We are kicking things off live, and if you are tuning in right now with us, want to say, hey, man, you know, we're still kicking this thing up. We got a little technical difficulties, but I think we got it squared away. So we're going to keep rolling with it, man. But, wow, do we have a lot to talk about here tonight. We are less than a week away. We are just a few days away from the PBR World Finals, and we are excited about it. We're going to be a part of it. We're here in Fort Worth, Texas right now, and man, we're going to take your calls. We're going to take your questions. If you guys want to talk a little bit about it, we'll be happy to answer those questions for you. And hey, man, let's just sit back on the ranch and have a good time, okay? Let's remember what this is all about here, and that is having a good time. But joining me tonight, I got a good friend of ours, called in last week, was our first caller back on the show, and we're going to talk a little bit of rodeo with him, Mike Anderson. Mike, man, welcome back on the ranch, buddy.
Man, I'm so excited to be back up and rolling again, Scott. You just do not understand, man. It's very much of an enjoyable time to sit around and talk back on the ranch with you, talk a little rodeo, talk a little bull riding, buddy.
That's right, man, and we'll do it all day long. It's funny because you and I have had conversations in the past, and we've been able to sit back and we just start talking about these rodeos, man. But big time events going on here. We had a big weekend. First off, we did lose one of the greatest of all time, man. Larry Mahan died at 79 years old, man. What a tragic thing. Rodeo really lost a legend in Larry Mahan, am I right?
Yeah, you know, Larry was a pioneer of our sport. You know, he was the first guy to really drive rodeo mainstream, be on NBC TV, and really get some notoriety to the Western lifestyle, man. And he was such a wonderful guy. Real quick story, back in 90, I think it was 93 or 94, I was with my dad down at the Dixie National Rodeos down in Jackson, Mississippi. And my dad took me over and introduced me to Larry Mahan. And that was a real cool defining moment in my life. He was just a real nice guy and took plenty of time to sit around and just talk rodeo with me. Even though I was a young snot-nosed kid, but he took the time out to really, to talk with me and give me some good advice because I was riding at that time. And he was such a great guy. He was inspiration. Of course, he was Tom Murray's hero. Tom Murray looked up to him and went and actually lived with him for a period of time. And when he was in his teens and studied under Larry Mahan. So just the guy was just an amazing guy to have in our industry. And it's sad to lose him. Our thoughts and our prayers go out to his family. But I can tell you what, that guy is in every Rodeo Hall of Fame there is out there. He was in the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame in 79. So he was a legend, most definitely.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, and he didn't just pave the way for one particular sport, man. He was the all-around cowboy six times over. And won them five times in a row. And, you know, I mean, he rode bareback horses, saddle bronc, and bulls, man. That guy did it all. And I did, you know, tell you a quick story, too. I had a chance to meet him once. And, man, sitting back behind the curtain, you know, was just Larry was sitting by himself. And I thought, man, what an absolute legend. And, like, walked up to him nonchalantly. It was like, yes, sir, you know, my name is Scott, you know, and introduced myself. And he was just such a polite guy and loved talking rodeo, man. He'd talk rodeo with anybody who would listen. And that's why I think he made such a great commentator on the what was it, NBC Networks?
Yes, he did the NBC Networks for many years.
Yeah, man, it was really a pleasure to have that opportunity to meet him and talk with him, you know, just a little bit. He really made things great in this sport, and he's going to truly be missed. But his legacy is going to carry on, just like one of our own that we have in Ross Hill. We have the Ross Hill Memorial Hour coming up tomorrow night at 8:00, and we're going to sit back and, you know, keep his legend going. You can't talk rodeo or bull riding without having Larry Mahan's, you know, legacy continue.
No doubt. And you mentioned Ross Hill, buddy. Let me tell you, that was the biggest goofball there was in the sport of rodeo. He kept everything fun. And everywhere I seen him, he had some kind of gimmick that he was selling. Always Ross Hill was just one of a kind.
He was. That is for sure, man. There's no doubt. We're getting off topic because we got Ross Hill Memorial Hour tomorrow night with myself and Jeremy Cohen. But, man, I got to tell you, I'm excited about what's going on this week. The PBR Finals is right here in Fort Worth, man. They're moving the dirt into the Dickies Arena right now, brother.
So, Scott, I'm going to tell you, a couple of years ago when they announced that they were changing and they were going to move the Unleash the Beast series, and they were going to have the finals in May, and they were going to do a teams event. I was all over the place. I wasn't sure. I'm a traditionalist. You know, you're changing my sport. I look forward to every October for the PBR finals, but I'm going to tell you, buddy, I'm going to tell you right now that the PBR finals right here in May, and then a quick turnaround to the teams series. Man, it reinvigorates me with bull riding again, man. And know that the summer run's coming around for Pro Rodeo. Man, I'm so excited about this weekend, the PBR finals. Man, there is some huge opportunities out there this year. Who's going to win the world? Man, I don't have a clue.
I know it. Well, you know, my pick is Joao Ricardo Vieira. I think that he's got a pretty good shot at it. You know, I don't know Kaiki Pacheco with his injury. You know, this may be an opportunity for Joao, but, man, sitting in third and fourth place, you got Cooper Davis, you know, Dalton Castle in there. The whole – there's a huge mix-up. And you know, it's all going to come down to that first ride, that first round, really, to see who's going to really pick up the momentum going through the finals. And, man, I'm excited for it. I can't wait for round one. That's coming up this Friday.
Absolutely. Round one is so imperative to set a precedent for what you're going to come in and do all week. The guy that I look forward to see, and he's been up and down and all over the place this year, but Boudreaux Campbell, if Boudreaux can come in there with a great attitude and ride his first bull, man, that would give him some confidence going through the rest of the weekend. And I think Boudreaux could come in and get on a hot streak and get something done.
You know, and there are so many out there that I think, you know, obviously there's several that are on the outside looking in. But, man, I'm telling you, that top 10 tier is just full of talent and full of guys that have that opportunity to really, you know, make a name for themselves and do something big. But it is going to come down to that first round, man. They got to set the pace and got to build tempo, man, and be aggressive, you know, right out of the gate. And that's what it's going to take. You think there'll be anybody ride all seven bulls?
You know, that's one of those things that's so hard to do with the caliber of bull that's at the PBR finals. You've got the TV pin that's going to get a lot of bulls rode, but then you got those pins that they're only going to ride maybe seven or eight bulls. So it's really, really difficult to say that somebody's going to come in and ride all seven. But buddy, I will not put it past some of these guys to come in. There's so much talent out there right now, and they're young talent. And they're exciting to watch. It would not surprise me to somebody come in there and get on a hot streak and ride all seven. And if you ride all seven, and if you're anywhere close to the top 15, you're probably going to win the world and win a lot of money at it.
Yeah, that's for sure, man. But I'm going to tell you, like I said, that I'm looking at Dalton Castle and the Cooper Davis sitting in third and fourth behind Lemmy. And, you know, I think that it's going to be a race, man. It is definitely going to be a foot race. And, you know, then you got guys like Keyshawn Whitehorse, who's sitting in 15th. Now, that's a young, talented kid, man, that we haven't really seen a lot of. But this guy can ride bulls. He's riding 34% of his bulls right now. And, you know, out of, I think, 36 outs or 55 outs, he's ridden 19. I think that if he gets on a hot streak here at the finals, he's already been here before. I think that we could look to see him do something.
You know, Keyshawn has always been one of these guys to come into the finals. And he's always been one to really jump on that first bull and do well and have a lot of success at the final. So it wouldn't surprise me to see him do well. But, man, I'm going to tell you, I've been watching Colton Frizzlin, and this kid, he's out. He's riding the PBR on the weekends, the Unleash the Beast Tour. He's going to some select rodeos out there. He's trying to be prepared and be ready when they get to Fort Worth. That kid is sticky, handy. Man, he can ride bulls real well, and right now he's riding at about 30%. You know, I think he could come in there and do real well also.
I think, you know, we could talk about so many, but I think another one to look out for is Daniel Keeping, who's sitting in 10th right now. Daniel is, man, that guy was on Last Cowboy Standing, which I just started. They just launched it today on Fox Nation. And, man, I had an opportunity to watch a little bit of it. I'm only into the third episode right now. So there's a lot that I haven't gotten to yet. Maybe if some of our callers or some of our ones that are tuning in right now want to give us a call, got to throw out the number, brother, 563-999-3501. That's 563-999-3501. Give us a call. We'll talk a little bit of rodeo and bull riding. But, yeah, Daniel Keeping, man, that guy there, he's got a shot. And that guy is sticky. He's been riding a little bit of everything as well.
You know, Daniel went and stayed a few weeks this past winter at J.W. Hart's house. And J.W. really put some time in with him. And it's really, you could see that in, out on the road at Unleashed to Be series. You could see the work that kid's put in. And he is super talented and sticky as all get out, buddy.
Yep. Well, hey, I got to ask you, man, did you get an opportunity to see the Velocity Tour Finals in Corpus Christi this past weekend?
So I watched a little bit of it. You know, there was some pretty good rides out there. You know, those guys that is really working hard and earning that money in those beginners, that's the wrong way of saying it, because you got a world champion out there in Josh Foss riding the Velocity Tour, so the amateur ranks coming up, but there's a lot of really, really great guys out there riding that and making a lot of money, Scott. There's a lot of money available out there at the Velocity level.
Yeah, there really is, man. And of course, that money has gone up over the past several years. And, you know, them wrapping up their season there in Corpus Christi this past weekend, man, I was really impressed. Josh Frost is going to be one in contention. I look out for that guy. I think that he's got his game plan together. You know, of course, he's going to enter the draft, but you know he's riding PRCA events. I think next season we're going to see him full-time on the Bitford Tough. But I think that this guy has a shot at winning a lot of money, man. He already won a lot there at the Velocity Tour, but I think he's ready to step his game up.
Man, you know, Josh Frost is one of these super talented guys that are riding out there right now, and he's absolutely big. He's very impressive. And don't forget now, Scott, he's not only just a bull rider. He ties down calves. He's an all-around hand. We're talking about Larry Mahan to start the show out. But Josh Frost is another one of those guys, can work both ends of the arena and do whatever he has to make money. And that's why I believe he's been so successful is that he really works his tail off to get to where he wants to go. And I can see a PBR world champion and coming into his possession real soon, man, of the way he's rode this year at the Velocity Tour, the Velocity Tour Finals. He scored 76 3/4 in the second round. He won $54,000, you know. And then, but I've got to bring up a name, Scott. I have
okay.
to bring up a name. I'm old, Scott. I'm 43 years old. Ed Nakamura.
You're not that old then, Mike. I got you beat by a couple years, my friend.
Well, so we're both old then. But Ed Nakamura, to be at his age, competing with these young guys at the Velocity Tour, and he was on the Unleashed to Be series for a lot of the year this year, but in round one, he had 85 3/4. In round two, he had 87 points. He finished out second in the average, winning $19,250. It's just that guy to be able to compete with these young guys still at his age. That's amazing, man.
Yeah. You know, and Ned Kamenis is, you know, he's a legend in the sport. You know, he's a world champion. And, you know, he, unfortunately, this is going to be the first year that he's missed the UTV finals. But he is super, man. That guy is so sticky, even at his age. I was so impressed with watching him. He was down here in Fort Worth at the showcase a lot, and I had an opportunity to watch him ride, and he's still getting it done, man. I think he's got another year in him. I would not be surprised to see him come back and try to make the finals again next year.
Do you know how old he is, Scott?
46, man. He's a year older than me, and he's still out there riding bulls.
That is just flat out amazing. And yes, so when Ed and I was riding, you know, early on and winning a world champion, he didn't fall off. He stayed on everything. He was riding. He's one of those Brazilians that was riding 60% of his bulls, and he was before that. I don't want to take my re-ride, but he would get on everything, and he rode everything that you ran underneath him, and he was hard to get on the ground. And I'm going to tell you, as an old guy, it's real cool to see another old guy out there still being successful.
It is, man. I know it. I feel the same way, because I'm like, man, if Esnay can do it, does that mean that Scott Macon 8 can make a comeback and get on another bull? I'm like, and then I remember how sore I was in the morning, and I'm like, nah, I just don't think I got it.
Our days are gone, Scott. We're going to enjoy talking about it on the radio, buddy.
Right? I hear you, brother. That is the truth, man. I looked down today. I actually had a coworker today at work tell me, man, you got to lose your gut. Man, I'm getting a belly sitting behind the desk now. There ain't no way I can be able to get out there. It'd take me a lot to get back in shape.
So let's talk a little bit about the bull power that's going to be at the PBR finals.
I was
talking to a buddy of mine, Blake Sharp. He's taking, I think he told me he was taking 15 out. He's got one that's going to go, be in the hunt for Bull of the Year, but he's taken 15 out to Fort Worth for the PBR World Finals. And the bull power is just something unbelievable this year.
Yeah. Well, you know, right now sitting in number one is Cool Whip. And then, of course, right behind him is number two, which is the defending world champion bull, Bucking Bull, and Riding Solo. But, man, I have been really disappointed in seeing Riding Solo's outs here these last few times, man. I don't know if he's got what it's gonna take. He's a hard bull to ride in general, but man, he's had some tough outs, and he's hipped himself. He's fouled himself coming out, and they've had to award re-rides for him.
You know, I think Ryan Solo had a fantastic year last year, and
he did.
But I'm going to tell you, my favorite bull, my absolute favorite bull out there right now, is one of the most famous bulls on social media right now. Do you know who that is?
Okay. Is it Ricky Vaughn?
Top Dollar.
Top Dollar, huh? So
top
he's sitting just
is,
outside the top 10. Looks like he's sitting in 11th place right now. I've got the standings right here in front of me. Yep. Sitting in 11th place
he's
right now.
In 11th place. He's sitting in 11th place right now. And he's on TikTok, I think he's up to like almost 500,000 followers on TikTok. And you know, there's only been one bull out there in the history of the sport the mainstream media, and that was bodacious. And I love that the owners of Top Dollar are really putting in the social media time to push him up. But he's a great bull. He's probably not gonna get up there for a world championship bucking bull this year. But I think he's got a real bright future.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you where I think the race is going to be. I think it's going to be that top four, top five that are really going to end up competing for that world title. But I don't think Riding Solo is going to do it. But we'll see, man. He had some great outs at the finals last year, which really put him in. I would be very impressed to see him perform that same way here in Fort Worth again this weekend, starting out for the finals.
Yeah, you know, you got Flapjack that is owned by D&H Cattle Company. You know, it's, you know, the rich keep getting richer with these guys at D&H Cattle Company. All these guys are just able to bring up bull after bull after bull. But he's going to be a really, really one of the tough ones to get covered this weekend. And you can better bet that he's going to bring it. He's going to bring it to the finals because that bull really wants a world championship.
Yeah. Well, I want to tell you right now, Ricky Vaughn is another one of my favorites, and he's sitting in the top five right now. He's sitting in fifth, and I think that he's got it. He's got what it takes, man. Ricky Vaughn is a bad fucking bull, and I think that he could really put together some good outs here in Fort Worth.
So have you seen any of the draw sheets yet?
Man, I have not seen the draw sheets yet. So we will have to work on getting those put together, and hopefully we'll get to see that.
I thought that they released them earlier this morning. I haven't seen them either. I thought they released them earlier, but I'm excited to see what their first night is, who's got what drawn, because it's like you said, Scott, the first night is so important to come in there and establish some confidence in the rest of the weekend and get something going to just, you know, get the ball rolling and come in there and win a bunch of money and you know, at the end of the weekend, win a world championship, win $1 million.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, man, that money is going to be there at the end, and I can't wait to see who's going to be standing there on top of that arena as they crown the world champion. Man, I got to actually see the trophy last year. I actually worked the PBR finals on the ambulance side of things last year. And this year we get to do, of course, the media stuff. But last year I got my picture taken right next to the trophy, brother. And that was so exciting to be able to be right there where they pulled that trophy out when they crowned that world champion. Man, you know, seeing Swearingen get that trophy and be able to hoist that trophy was a really cool thing. And then how it all played out in the finals, it came down to the last ride. That was just amazing, man.
Yeah, you know, the PBR finals is one of those events where you never know what's going to happen from one night to the next. And guys rise to the occasion and come in there and it's like, look, it's like Ryan Dirt Eater. He's a PBR finals champion. JW Hart's a PBR finals world champion. Those guys really want to have this title. This title is right up there with the world title. It's just second to the world title, and have this event title to their name is so important. And you know that, so you know they're going to come in there focused, and they're going to come in there ready, and come in there to look to make a lot of money and have a lot of fun, buddy.
Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. Well, I got to tell you, brother, it's been fun talking with you. We got a lot more to talk about. We're going to take a short break. And, man, I think we're going to play a good song here, one of the songs that I think are fitting for the loss this week in rodeo with losing Larry Mayhem. But I think I'm going to throw out there a good old Chris LeDoux song that I think everybody knows. But, man, We're going to take a short break. You got time to hang out with us? You're going to let us go?
I'll hang out for a few minutes, buddy.
All right, man. Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more rodeo with Mike Anderson. We got phone lines open. Just make sure you guys give us a call, 563-999-3501. That's 563-999-3501. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Billy John grew up just west of Waco. He used to bare-knuckle fight just for fun. He was wild as a Texas tornado and a bull-riding son of a gun. But one Saturday night down in Jasper, he drew a bull they called Dust Devil Rage. And that 2,200-pound hammer laid Billy John in his grave. Now there's one less tornado in Texas and a saddle that's empty tonight. There's one hell of a cowboy in heaven at that big rodeo in the sky. Oh, that big rodeo in the sky. Well, my granddaddy rode in the 30s. Must have really been something back then, because all of my life I've heard stories about the buckle he didn't quite win. And though he never got over his losing, he's a bona fide hero to me. And Lord knows I'm sure gonna miss him, but I know he's in good company. Now there's one last tornado in Texas and a saddle that's empty tonight. There's one hell of a cowboy in heaven at that big rodeo in the sky. Oh, that big rodeo in the sky. There's one less tornado in Texas and a saddle that's empty tonight. There's one hell of a cowboy in heaven with that big rodeo in the sky. Oh, that big rodeo in the sky.
That's right, little One Less Tornado right here on the Making A Rodeo Network. Right here on Making A Radio, we are kicking things off, sitting back on the ranch. Joining me is my good buddy Mike Anderson. So, man, Mike, I tell you, it gives me chills every time I hear that song and think about some of the ones that we've lost, some of the legends that we've lost in the business, guys like Ross Hill and now Larry Mahan. Man, it's a hard life. Rex Dunn, you know, I mean, there's just so many.
You know, I had one really, really close to my heart that passed just a few years ago, and that was Liesl Harris. He was one of those guys that I was always around growing up, and and being at rodeos, a lot of these Harper Morgan rodeos that my dad worked for. And Lisa was a one-of-a-kind rodeo cowboy and clown, a funny man. He was just a heck of a hand. But to lose these guys, you know, but one thing about it, Scott, one thing about it is our industry, our Western way of life, we're proud to say that we're good Christian people, and we know that we're going to see those guys again. They're up in the sky and riding in the rodeo and making the grandstands, enjoying the entertaining people up in the big sky, buddy.
That's right, man. No doubt. So getting back to it, man, we got PBR finals coming up. Of course, Fort Worth is going to be action packed. It's going to be packed down here. I'm kind of fortunate that I don't work on the ambulance anymore. So I don't have that to look forward to with being out in the crowd.
So here's the thing. The big question for me, man, is where are we going to be? Where is Macon Eight going to be? Because I know you're in Fort Worth. You're going to be at the PBR World Finals. You're going to be giving us all kinds of information as the PBR World Finals is going on. Give me details. Where are we going to be? Where can I
– Okay.
If I'm down there, where can I find you, Scott?
All right, so for starters, yes, you can catch Macon Eight here at the PBR Finals. Every performance we'll be at. And then from there, you know, of course, they start Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. So they'll have two Friday evening, Saturday evening, and then a Sunday afternoon show. I think the afternoon show is at 1:45, and I think the other ones are at 7:45 p.m. So after those shows, we are going to go, after we get interviews with some of the riders and some of the contract acts, some of the stock contractors, some of the fans, we're going to even get interviews from fans talking PBR, and we're going to go down from there. We're going to the Cowtown Coliseum for the UBF Finals. So the UBF Finals will be held at the Cowtown Coliseum, and we're going to be down there watching the freestyle bullfights. Now, I know Frank Newsom is one of the judges for them, so he'll be down there. We're going to be able to catch up with him. Luke Kaufman's going to be one of the announcers. Jeremy Cohen's going to be the other announcer. So that's going to be action-packed as well, man. There's going to be a lot going on here. Then Saturday, we're going to get up and go to the parade that they have. They have a parade both Saturdays, and we're going to be at both of them. But we're going to be on the ambulance. So I'm going to be riding around in the ambulance on Saturday morning, both weekends, and you'll have an opportunity to see us there. We'll be handing out business cards. We'll be throwing things around and just really kicking back and enjoying things, man. And then we got to head back to the performances in the evening, and then, of course, back to the Cowtown Coliseum for the UBF bullfight Saturday night. It's going to be a long, drawn-out weekend. And then, of course, we're going to be back on the ranch Monday, and we'll air the interviews from the first three rounds.
Man, you got an action-packed weekend, man. I'm excited what the interviews that you're going to bring because, you know, there's not a lot of media access given out right now in the world of bull riding, and you know we're gonna bring it back just like we've always have, and we're gonna give the fans what they want to see and what they want to hear, and which is that's the real stories, the crazy stories that you're gonna hear and you're gonna have fun with. You're gonna bring all that.
That's right. Yeah, man, no doubt. When we sit back on the ranch on Monday night, we kind of do a wrap up show of the first three rounds. We'll recap. We'll talk about them. We'll take some callers or whatever, you know. And then we've got another action-packed week because the following week on Wednesday, we're actually going to be at the Dirty 30 anniversary party. So we have an opportunity to go there, and I don't know who we're going to run into. I don't know. I know that some of the legends, the heroes and legends are going to be there. The founding members are going to be there. But, we're going to be there for that. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are going to be four more performances. So it's going to be, man, it's going to be a wild, wild time.
So you're talking about the UBF finals. I need you to do me a favor, buddy. I need you, when you go to the UBF finals, you've got to cheer for my boy who is from right here in my home area in North Mississippi, and that's Jacoria Golden. Jacoria Golden is he's a hand, man. He's fun to watch in the arena. He can do some crazy stuff with a bull out there in the bullfighting arena, and it's fun to watch him. And another guy to watch is from Arkansas is Knox Dunn. Knox Dunn. He's another one.
Yes, sir.
Really cool now, guy, Knox, really fun to watch.
When Knox was in Fort Worth here a while back, he ended up blowing his knee out, and I was there for that. And seen him recover, and that guy he is a hand. And I am really looking forward to seeing him get back in the arena here in Fort Worth at the UBF finals and seeing what he can do there, man. He's kind of my front runner, but, you know, I pull for those Mississippi guys too, and of course, have me thinking about you.
Well, you know, what's cool about our industry growing like it is that it gives – the bullfighters a chance to be showcased as well. Those guys don't get enough credibility and enough people looking at them and what they do. What they do is a godsend, and that's in the cowboy protection. And then they go turn it up a notch, want to get a little crazy and get in the arena and jump over a bull. I don't understand it. I was always trying to run and get out of the arena, to be honest.
I know it. I'm the same way, Mike. I don't understand it either, but I can tell you one thing, man. Those guys are good at what they do. And cowboy protection is one thing. You got guys like the GOAT, Dusty Tuckness, which I'm sure will be floating around here somewhere. We may have an opportunity to see him. We saw him on the Velocity Tour. We saw him at the finals. So he's liable to still be around here in Fort Worth. And then we got Cody Webster, who will be fighting. And Cody called our show last week. And we got a chance to sit back on and talk with him during the Ross Hill Memorial Hour, man.
You know, we're talking about bullfighters. We're talking about guys in the arena. There's one guy that an ending of an era will be happening over the PBR finals. And
man, I know it.
You know, this guy is I've personally had time around this guy, and he is hilarious, and is one of the funniest guys I've ever got to hang out with. But Flint Rasmussen is has been on the Built for Tough series for I know over 20 years, and he has been a staple there. So for him getting this last PBR finals and to go out and retire at the end of the PBR finals, it's going to be tough moving on without Flint. But I know there's a bunch of great guys waiting in the wings, waiting to get their opportunity on that premier series. But it's definitely going to be different without Flint.
Yeah, I don't know who could ever replace Flint Rasmussen there at the arenas, man. I know that we're going to have some great entertainment there at the PBR, as always. We got guys like, we got J.J. Harrison. We got Matt Merritt. We got, so many of those guys that are, you know, able to fill in. And, Robbie Hodges, you know, another good one. But, man, nobody will be able to be that face like Flint Rasmussen.
Yeah, he's definitely been the front face of the PBR for the last 20 years. And you named some really good guys. Oh, Rockin' Robbie Hodges, that's a fun one to be around, too. So all those guys that you named are waiting for the opportunity. Who's going to be, we don't know. But I tell you what, they got some big shoes to fill. And to be honest, that's a very – tough predicament to be in, because I wouldn't want to fill Flint's shoes, because that guy was as funny as they come.
They are. That is some mighty big shoes to fill, my friend. But I'll tell you what, man, I am excited about this next week. I think about it, and I'm like, man, we're back on the ranch right now. 1 week from now, we're going to have the opportunity to discuss the first three rounds. That's just I can't wait. I'm so excited that the finals are actually here. And of course, being here in Fort Worth, man, right here in my hometown, it's a place I've lived for the last 7 years. Absolutely love it, man. I think it's one of the best things. It's definitely Cowtown here, and to bring the PBR finals here, you know, we saw it in Arlington. We've seen it in other places. Vegas, obviously, having the PBR finals there. But, man, Fort Worth is definitely home for the PBR finals. Cody Lambert said that was the reason why he wanted to coach the Texas Rattlers, was because it was here in Fort Worth. And it's Cowtown, and that's what he wanted to be a part of.
You know, there's no place other in the world that has more Cowboys than Texas and knows how to show off their skills and enjoy the time of being a Cowboy. Texas is definitely the home of the Cowboys, and it is definitely the right place for the PBR finals. I thought it was a great move when they moved it to Fort Worth. And to be honest, I'm really jealous that I'm not going to be there and my guy's going to be there. But maybe next year that we can get it set up to where I can get out there with you and enjoy it, man. We're excited. But before I let you go, before I leave from here, I want to make a little wager.
Okay.
We got to put a little skin in the game, Scott Meese.
Now we're talking.
So listen. Hey, I love putting a little skin in the game, you know. Let's make a little wager on who is going to be in the number one position after the first three rounds.
After the first three rounds.
Think about it. Okay. I'm gonna let you think about it for a second. But I'm gonna go ahead and give you my guy. I'm not going with somebody that's right there sitting in the top that's likely gonna make it. I'm gonna go with a little bit of a dark horse that I am a huge fan of, and I mentioned him earlier that if he can make the first ride, he's gonna do something special this week. I think it's gonna happen for him, and that's Boudreaux Campbell. I'm going all in on Boudreaux Campbell on this first weekend, Scott Meese.
Are you? Okay. So you got me thinking now. All right. But here's the thing. You're going to have to call back in next Monday so we can talk about this. All right? That's got to be the deal. If we're going to make this wager, you got to call in next Monday afternoon when we're back on the ranch, and we got to recap and actually talk about our wagers here. What is the wager?
I'm going to leave that to you. You bring what you I want you to lay something on the table.
Now you put me on the spot. I've got everything. How about a make an eight coffee cup?
I like it. I like it a lot.
We'll make a gift pack. I'll make a whole gift pack. We'll throw in a hat. We'll throw in some merch. We're gonna make a make an eight gift pack. All right, and I'll bet you. But I'm gonna tell you right now. So I'm looking at the draw sheet for round one, and I'm gonna tell you right now, Denier Barbosa has Froggy, and I think that's gonna be a round winner. I think that right there will probably set the tone, and I think through the first three rounds that's going to give him a lot. I think that he can do it. But man, I'm telling you, we can I change my vote? Because I'm looking at the draw sheet again. I'm looking at the draw sheet again, and Rafael Jose De Brito's got top dollar, and I think that could be another one, man. But I'm kind of torn, so I'm gonna stick with my initial pick. I'm gonna stick with Denier Barbosa on Froggy. I think that once that first round goes, that's gonna set the tone, and I think through the first three rounds, Barbosa will be leading it.
I can guarantee you that it's going to be exciting all the way through it. I mean, you know, I'm down with my pick of Boudreaux Campbell. I think he's going to put the boots to one or two, maybe three. I'm going to say Boudreaux Campbell's going to ride five bulls and is going to finish third in the world standings. That's what I say.
Really?
That's
you know,
if you're a betting person, go put your money on Boudreaux Campbell to really do well this weekend.
Yeah. You know, another one that I really like, man, and I'm just like I said, I'm looking at this first draw. Ezekiel Mitchell's got Skywalker, and that guy had a really good finals last year. I look to see him bounce back, too, and have another good round.
You know, Zeke has been up and down this year. He's been a little inconsistent, but he's one of those guys that turned up when they get to the bright lights. When they get to the bright lights of Fort Worth and ready to turn it on, it would not surprise me to see him do well there, you know. But you got Jose Vitor Leme with Blood Moon, and if you look up and down the draw on that first draw, that you can go to the PBR.com and you can search and find the draw sheet, and that the PBR.com is where you go where I go find most of my stats and plus a Pro Bowl stats are where I go to get all of my stats that I can get. But the look up and down that draw, there are some very, very interesting matchups that's going to be on that first night.
Yep. Another one that we haven't even talked about, one of our all-time favorites, man, Chase Outlaw on Hard Candy. Man, Chase, if he can really get something going, Chase has struggled. But I think Chase, if he can put something together to start the finals off, man, look out. That's a bad son of a gun, and he knows how to ride some bulls. And he gets his mojo back, and he can make some big things happen.
You know, Chase is one of those guys a couple of years ago when he had that injury, and he went to the Cheyenne Frontier Days and made a run for a world championship and was riding everything. He's one of those guys when he gets hot that it's really tough to cool him off. So that would be cool to see him get back and make some money, because he hasn't made a lot of money this year, and I know he could put some money in that bank account.
Well, I think Hard Candy may be a good match for him to get things started too in this first round. Man, so excited about it, brother. I cannot wait. And man, we could talk about this all day long, but I think we're about ready to wrap up this show, brother. And I can't thank you enough for taking the time out here to sit back and talk about the finals and talk about some of the things that are happening here with us, man.
Man, I appreciate you inviting me on. I tell you what, I'm so happy. I've said it at the beginning of the show, I'm going to say it again. I'm so happy for you to be back on the air and rebuilding, making eight. Because I'm in a small way brought a lot to the table and years ago, and now to see it back up and going with you doing shows on Mondays and Tuesdays, man, it's exciting. And I'll be tuning in tomorrow night listening in to the Ross Hero Show, man. It's just awesome to see you back up and doing these shows again. I'm excited. And I'll come on here anytime you let me, buddy.
Well, you know you got to come back in and check in with us Monday to see how the first three rounds went. We'll talk about those. But, man, I appreciate it. As always, Mike, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. And we can't wait to have you back on here with us again, man. We'll talk to you on next Monday after the first three rounds.
Be prepared to eat crow.
The famous last words of Mike Anderson. Thanks again, buddy. We'll check up with you next week.
Talk to you later, buddy.
All right. Guys, that was Mike Anderson, and man, I'm telling you, I'm excited for it. The first three rounds are going to be hot, and that's what we've got going on this week. We got Friday night performance at Dickey's Arena, 7:45. We've got Saturday's performance, 7:45, and then we got a 1:45 afternoon Sunday. that is also going to be going on with the UBF finals, which will be Friday night, Saturday night. They have the midnight bullfights, and those start at 11 o'clock. I think they'll, you know, they only run to about 12:30. Got a parade Saturday down here. So if you are in the area, you are tuning in, make sure you get your butt down here to Fort Worth and hang out at the Stockyards and at Dickey's Arena. That's going to be where it's at. So, folks, we are fresh out of time. Want to thank everybody again for tuning in and remind you guys we'll be back here tomorrow night for the Ross Hill Memorial Hour. Joining me will be my co-host and Jeremy Cohen. And, man, we're always excited to have him. But want to thank everybody once again. We'll be back here after the first three rounds of the PBR Finals. Be back on the ranch. Until then, y'all stay tuned. Get a grip right here with Making 8 Radio Network.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money, I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride, still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo. I'm there to greet you when your life begins.